go again then.
Right, let's start again, shall we? All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T-Best.
Me, Si Hearn.
And Andy Morrell.
I'm going to do it anyway. Laugh at that, Andy Morrell. That was almost exciting. That's still recording. Yeah, so we're on there. We've got that. We're going to put it in. We'll do this as a live, even though it won't be live.
That's cool.
Do that, won't we?
That's cool.
That's
inception,
good.
Inception, that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, that was definite inception moment. Anyway, boys, what have we been up to? What's happening? And don't you go on about Britain's Got Talent again.
Take three.
Yeah.
Now we've got our first customer collection connection system blueprint out there in the world.
May I ask, what is that?
Using Kinexus.
Kinexus.
Because what does it do? Well, it connects us.
Correct. It connects us. It collects us. And it gives the ability to connect whenever you want.
With your customer, retarget. Because it's all about... I mean, this episode should be sponsored by Kinexus.
Sure.
Your customer collection and remarketing tool.
Yeah.
That's what it does. Does what it says on the tin. Because a lot of people do not engage with their customers. And what have we found out? We found that people have spent 10 times the amount of money to try and get a new customer, ignoring all the customers they've already got that cost them a tenth of the money to do it and get those customers back. And those customers know you. You can get greater sales, greater frequency of sales just by talking to your customer. And the number one reason for businesses failing is for not keeping in touch with your customer.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Kinexus solves those problems. We'll give you the link later in the podcast. But what we wanted to do here, and I'm going to pull it up now, which is some of the stuff. So one of the things that we get that we talk to people about is Facebook. And a lot of people always talking about, you know, why do I see some posts? Why don't I see posts? Should I have a page still? Is it important? Should I put it out there? Why does no one see my stuff?
Should I delete my account?
Delete my account. Is Facebook a waste of time? Well, no, it's not. But some of you may have seen. So Facebook every so often put on. So it's often from the Facebook help team. They often put in some little messages to say, this is why you're seeing this. This is what this is. This is what it does. And we thought it'd be useful to go through when people talk about why do I see the posts that I see? And some people always sort of say, oh, God, do you know what? I always see the post from this person or that person or this business, that business, and that's about it. Well, Facebook's telling you this is the reason why.
Yeah.
So we'll go through some of the points here. So to start off with, what it does is, look, this is what they say. Each time you visit Facebook, we try to show you the post we think you'll find interesting. That's what Facebook's about.
Keep people on the page, isn't it?
Exactly. And it says, we prioritize posts that might spark conversations among people, like posts shared by people, groups, or pages you interact with frequently. And what they're saying on this is, look, we don't always get it right. So we've also built controls to help you manage what you see in your newsfeed. Now, what's that? Some voice going off in the background. What's that? Oh, is that next door?
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, there we go. So if you hear voices in the background, don't worry. You are just losing it. No, it's in another room. But let's go to this. So what Facebook is saying is, what influences the order of posts in my newsfeed? And they've got various things, okay? So what they're saying is to help people connect. To help connect people to posts that matter to them, we use a process called ranking. Okay, so Jonathan Ross could not do this bit. Newsfeed ranking creates a personalized and diverse stream of posts from the people, news sources, businesses, and communities you've connected with on Facebook. So what he's saying is, okay, what we put in front of you, because you couldn't, there's no way, is there? When people are putting content out and people are saying you need 10 bits of content a day, you know, 20 posts a week or one every 5 minutes and all the rest of it, there's no way you can see that in the newsfeed.
No.
It's just too much. Too great a volume. So what they're saying is we are going to rank it based on various categories. Okay. Facebook will tell you how they rank it. So what they say, some of the things that influence ranking more than others, and some of the most important factors include
how often you're interacting with the posts from your friends, groups, or pages. And obviously, friends and family are prioritized.
That's interesting. So,
quite useful information.
Yeah. So, number one is that businesses are automatically going to be ranked below your friends and family.
It's what people want on Facebook. It's meant to be more social, but it has to have that a little bit because it pays the bills.
Yeah, exactly. Because Facebook's all about connecting people, meaningful conversations, isn't it? That's what they're wanting people to do. The second thing that they say, what influences the ranking?
If the type of post is something you often interact with. So if it's a photo, if it's a video, if it's a link.
Yeah, so have you noticed that sometimes when you do that, when you click on one, you'll start getting more and more of the same?
Yeah.
This is Facebook's ranking in action. So when it sees you interacting with it, then it will show you more of the same.
I was looking at drones, didn't I? And I had on my feed and on the side the little bar for that marketplace, it was showing me drones just because I looked before.
Yeah.
And it keeps bombarding me with them.
But you do love drones.
I do love drones.
Yeah.
He does love drones.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, the fact that some of those drones are more expensive than a nice apartment in the south of France.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sort of level of drone he's at. Yeah. He's not the one from Menkind, is he?
No.
Which is like £8 or something.
They just don't have no...
No controls. Guidance, just goes up and off.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's a couple of them, how often you interact, and then the type of post, if it's something you often interact with, then they'll do that. But then the next one is the number of comments, likes, reactions, and shares a post receives from the people and pages that see it. Keep in mind that these posts are shared by the friends, groups, or pages you follow. So this is an element of viral.
Yeah.
You know, virality, however you say it. So the viral element. On this. So in other words, if something that you are involved in or share or interact with is getting more and more and more interaction, Facebook are going to show that to you more as well. Okay. And then the final thing on here that they're saying some of the most important factors are how recently something was posted.
Yeah.
Now, those last two, have you ever noticed sometimes where you will see something immediately it's been posted or pretty soon after.
Yeah.
But then have you also seen something where you see it kind of a week later?
Yeah.
Because it's getting so much engagement.
But it's had a lot of engagement, which is the third one we're talking about. So the number of reactions to it. So this is where if you get that and it's been delayed, you know that you're almost not on the first tier of getting that information, seeing that post on Facebook. You're almost like the second tier. And it will get shown to you when the number of reactions exceeds a certain amount.
If you react to that post, then when that person posts again, they're more than likely to show it to you because you've shown an interest in the first place.
Which goes back to how often you interact with posts from friends, groups, or pages, or if it's something you interact with a lot. So these things can be kind of virtuous circles or vicious circles, depending on how you want to look at this. And it depends on... you know, those sort of things. Now, the next thing is, it says, some things have a smaller influence over what you see. So we may take into account signals such as how fast your internet connection is right now. How scary is that, that it knows how fast your internet connection is? Or what kind of phone you're using, because this can affect how quickly things can load onto your newsfeed. So they're already working out what's the capability of the tech you're using and the connection you've got. So that can affect your feed. That's interesting. But it says it's a lesser extent, is this? But they're also, these are just some of the, how many signals?
Thousands of signals.
Thousands of signals that may be considered for news feed ranking. So.
Among location tracking, so they know where you are.
Yeah, of course it is. So when people are sort of saying, oh, I can't get my... or I see odd things on my newsfeed. My newsfeed's full of stuff. Well, we'll tell you what you can do about that in a second. But the reason you're seeing more and more and more of that is because you're interacting with it. So if you're not wanting to see it...
others are interacting with it.
Or others that are friends of you or people that you follow are interacting with it, you'll get it as a secondary thing. So maybe it's time that you want to manage a bit more about what you see in the newsfeed. Okay, so Facebook's wanting that newsfeed to be super relevant, super interesting to you. They want the newsfeed to be something that you go for, go towards, you know, that is absolutely perfect for you and you're really enjoying it. That's what they're really wanting. Now, what have we got? So what it says is, all right, you can now manage what you see. So this is where Facebook is saying you can have some more control over what you want to see. And you can control what you see from your newsfeed preferences or check your privacy settings. So a lot of people never look at their privacy settings and they often get some strange things and they wonder why. And really, it's worth your time. This would be our advice. Go in to your privacy settings. And if you don't understand what a privacy setting is, what a particular privacy setting is, just have a look, ask. There'll be some information that tells you what each of the settings does. So people have said to me, oh, will you sort my privacy settings out? And it's kind of, well, that's like saying, you know, will you cook me a meal and eat it? And eat it for me. It's kind of, what? How the hell am I meant to know what you want? Mm. And everyone's different. And all the settings, there are a lot of settings, aren't there, there? And how do you know what people want?
I do think the key one definitely is going to be that you can select your people or pages that are relevant to you.
Yeah,
and I think that's a great thing because you can see their content first, and that's what people want to do when they go on Facebook, is see things they want to see. So you can make sure that you don't miss anything. So you will be shown their content every time. So if you decide to have one of those people that you know see their content first, then you're not going to miss anything.
Yeah.
Whereas you can get lost in the ether, can't you, with all the Facebook feed of everything.
Well, let's face it. What can you have? 5,000 friends, is it?
Yeah.
What is it? 5,000 friends.
Facebook, LinkedIn had one, but I don't think.
Yeah, it's 5,000 friends.
5,000 friends on your account.
And unlimited followers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on your page, obviously, you could have massive. So you could be following
so
loads of pages.
Fine,
loads of pages. Well, put it like this. You could have loads of, you could be in loads of groups, loads of pages, follow all those, have loads of friends. If you think that even if half of them posted one thing a day, that's several. That could be several thousand bits of information into your newsfeed. So someone somewhere has got to sort this out and restrict it to something. So all Facebook's trying to do is make it relevant. But in order to control it, so you can go into your newsfeed preferences. So as you say, you can select a personal page to see their content first.
Yeah.
So you can say, I don't want to miss anything from this group, this page, this person.
So do you have to do that personally? You can't just go into the page and do that. You have to go to this.
This is in your newsfeed. Yeah,
you can actually do it as well on the actual newsfeed. Where you'll say see content first. It comes down as a little menu.
So,
because that's a good thing for people to use. Because if they don't want to keep going in settings, it should be nice if you're on a page that you like. If there's a little bit that says click, you know, I want to see more of this.
Yeah. So Nigel can't see his own thing. But on the screen.
So in the news feed, when you go to it, you've got the three little dots. What are they, ellipsis or something?
Yeah.
And you can go into there. So you've got top stories, most recent, and you can edit your preferences. And up comes a selection of preferences. So you can take control and customize your news feed. So you've got prioritize who to see first, unfollow people and groups to hide their posts, reconnect with people and groups who you unfollowed, manage your snooze settings, and there's some more options as well in there, which apps that are hidden from the newsfeed, and there'll be various other things. So essentially, if you want to prioritize who you see first, you will see all sorts of people in there as to who you've probably interacted with at various times. And these could be all your friends. They're going to do your friends and family first.
But the thing is, if you come out of that menu and then you go just to a post as well, you can do it there as well. So you don't have to come through and select them this way. If you've got thousands and thousands of friends, pardon?
Who's that dodgy geezer?
That's obviously me. looking good.
Yeah, so you can do that. Now, let's just go back to the Facebook stuff that we're sending through. So you can select a personal page to see their content first. Yeah. You can snooze a person.
Yeah.
So you can just put on pause. Yeah. You can hide or unfollow posts from people, pages, or groups. Yeah. And then, you know, if you want to, if you're thinking to yourself, right, hang on. I want to see, why am I seeing a particular post? Why is it appearing in my newsfeed? So to see what influences the order of posts you're seeing in your newsfeed, go to the posts, tap the triple dot in the top right, and select, why am I seeing this post? So let's just go into here. So you go into it, and you've got all these options. When you tap the three dots on a particular post, you can save it, hide it, snooze it for 30 days, hide everything that he or she or the group or whatever does. So all the posts, you can hide those. And then you've got, you can unfollow various things. You can snooze a person for 30 days. And then the one that's interesting is, why am I seeing this post? And this is where it will tell you, it will give you some background as to what you're doing and why you're doing it, you know. And this happened to be a post that somebody else, who's a friend of mine, is following, and it will explain why you're seeing that particular post.
Yeah.
Now.
And you're also a member of that group.
Yeah, so I'm in the group. There's someone that's there that shared it, so there's probably a double interaction on here. So it's somebody in a group I'm in and somebody that I'm friends with, and the friend has commented on this one and shared it, and
links,
it's getting lots of stuff. So yeah, it's
bookmarking links, social links, internal, external links.
Yeah.
No, anything that links you together, if you've got two friends on it and you're in the same group, you're probably more likely to see that than if you're unconnected with one of the friends.
Because they think if you're in that group, you're interested in what's being said in that group.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're in the group. You're in the group for a reason. The friend's talking about it. There's a lot of comment, a lot of interaction on it. So they are pulling that in and saying that goes higher up on the ranking. That's why it's appearing. So, all right. Hopefully, having just gone through some of that, that makes a bit more sense as to why you see what you see in your newsfeed. But it also says that you've got control over what you see in your newsfeed. Yeah. Now, as a marketer, why are we interested in the newsfeed? Well, we want people to go to their newsfeed and be interested in their newsfeed. So we want Facebook to get this right, because what appears as the second thing in your newsfeed? Typically?
Sponsored.
Yeah, something that's sponsored. So after your first post in your newsfeed, I don't know if you've noticed out there in podcast land, but you should do, you should see something that's sponsored. And if you are advertising and you're putting it in the news, desktop or mobile newsfeed, this is where your ad will appear. And this is why it's important that Facebook get it right for us. Because if the newsfeed is rubbish and no one wants to look at it, then that means you're placing an ad in a space that people aren't looking at.
Facebook are collecting the money, but you're not getting any ROI on there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just wasting money.
You could be. Or you could be marketing to a thinner and thinner market. And you get less reaction, less interaction, and fewer people clicking on your ads. But that's it's quite interesting, isn't it? Saying what Facebook do, and ads always say, whenever you get these little messages in there, and Facebook saying why we're doing this, what we're trying to do next, always click through it and read through and see what they're talking about.
It's like doing the Facebook blueprint training.
Yeah.
If they're telling you how they want things to be done, and they are Facebook,
do it.
Then do it.
don't try and be, you know, in these things, try and be smart and clever, because you're not and you won't be. And you just get found out, and also.
And their stick's always bigger than yours.
Yeah, well, what can they do? They can take it. Yeah, thanks. They can just take you out of it, can't they?
They can.
You know, so it's important. But the other thing, all right, guys, what are we doing tomorrow night? So. Whenever anyone listens to this podcast, it probably won't be tomorrow. It might be some point in the past. But what are we going to do?
Going to a Facebook meeting.
Facebook meeting. Right. Let me just pull it up so I can show you.
Leadership circle. Is.
A leadership circle.
Facebook community leadership circle.
All right, and then all right, there you go. Tell me about it. So, Andy Morrell, you put us onto this. So explain it. Tell us about it.
So from the looks of the group, it's trying to get communities using Facebook and getting everyone involved in it. So you have a community leader that looks after a city. Generally, from what I've seen online, you have to have 200,000 residents in the city before you can actually have a circle. So then one person represents that circle and help with the Facebook management team and to help support new things Facebook and how to develop it in who are group admins. So we've been invited to a meal, which is the first ever one for this.
There you go. So when I ask the question, what are community leadership circles? That's their answer. So go on, Mr. Morrell. What is it?
It's a community leadership circle.
It's an admin-driven community facilitated by Facebook that brings local community leaders together in person to connect and learn from one another. And as a member of the group, you can connect with other admins and share best practices, updates about your community, and ask advice of each other. Okay, what does it mean by admin? You've got to be an admin of a group.
A Facebook page.
For Facebook.
Is it group or page?
Facebook group.
Group.
Yeah. So obviously we're admins of various groups.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting to find out what's going on, what Facebook are up to. So we're hopefully getting some inside information.
There is about the monetizing groups. So that's one thing we'll hear about tomorrow.
Yeah. So you people out there in podcast land may have heard that Facebook will be able to. It's almost turn your group into a membership site. So you can have a charge to be in that particular group. And you can also allow in marketing to that group. So what are the options for advertising to that group? Which could be interesting because you wouldn't necessarily want a rival to market to your group necessarily. But it'd be interesting to find out how you can monetize your group and what you can do with groups. Also how you can organize your group. You can basically sort your group out into chapters, and if you imagine it like a book, so you can split the group. So when you're talking about things, the threads, the common things, you can index it. You can have people. So if you're saying property, you can talk about have a thread for buying property, have a thread for selling property, have a thread for refurbishing property, those sort of things. So it's going to be really interesting tomorrow. Finding out what's going on. It'd be also interesting to find out what this Facebook person actually knows about Facebook as well.
But she's very new, so we're finding out as much as you guys are, because this is the first ever meeting. So
yeah, and we will share with you on a subsequent podcast what we learned, how good it was, and why if you're in a reasonable sized city, you need to either join it or go along, or maybe even be the one that creates one. So there we go. So, yeah, some of the things, looking forward to this, and you can't beat a bit of food. Get a bit of food in there. Why not? And I think after we've met people, I think the conversation in the group will grow. Because obviously once you get to know people and what they do, you're probably going to be talking to people about various things and what you're up to. And I always think it's funny when someone joins a group and says, tell us something about yourself. And you get some people tell you flipping war and peace, don't they? And other people just go, I'm Bob. Nice to meet you. That's it. And then you get others who do all sorts of things. Interesting. But there you go. So, today, let's have a quick recap on what we were talking about in the Facebook thing. So your newsfeed, Facebook, they want to show you posts that you care about. They want people to engage. They want people to get together. So you've got to understand when people and companies are coming to us saying, how do I get my stuff to appear organically? You need to understand the Facebook ranking. So it's down to how often people interact with you, your posts, and whether your posts are getting lots of comments or likes. So for those people who are putting things out on their pages that are getting very little in the way of comments,
you'll see a lot of people. A lot of people will start promoting. It all works on the 80-20 rule, and that you need to be giving 80% value interaction. I always found that when I was doing posts, if I put an interaction post out there, just like if you're popping by, say hi, then you put another post out after that, which was showing what you're doing, your promotion, that it gets a hell of a lot more interaction visibility than if you just go out cold and just start trying to market to people.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you get a really... And this is where it's quite weird, because Facebook want you to have enjoyable conversations, but some of the ones that get the biggest engagement are when you're fairly contentious. So a divisive ask a divisive question. So at the moment, Donald Trump's on a state visit to the UK, and you'd sort of say, oh, you know, is Trump's visit going to affect your business? Should he be even in the country? You get loads of interaction. Now, why is that important? Right, you get loads of interaction, the ranking increases. But those people, when you're talking about putting the next post out, that has a better chance of appearing in people's news feeds because they interacted with the previous one.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to grow things and get more in front of people, look at the ranking, think about it, and think, right, if I can keep putting stuff out that gets engagement, then other stuff that comes up, you know, is going to have a wider audience organically.
So and it just also a gives few you the opportunity to get to speak to new people from, you know, thank you for your comment on the post. If you put a post on there and then build a relationship, build a, and you never know what you're going
to
get.
Absolutely. Because if you get 10 comments, if you reply to all 10 of those, you might get two or three other comments back. And when you reply to the comment, don't just say thanks. Don't just say thanks. That's really interesting. So what do you think we should do? And then it prompts another question for an answer. And again, you build that conversation. It seems like you're interacting. And don't forget, if you then link it, like we do, to bots, messenger bots, you can put keywords, trigger words in there. Anyone that interacts, you can get people onto your subscriber list, and you can go back to them on a messenger basis, which is then an individual basis, as opposed to a
group,
wider public discussion point. So all these things. So when you're talking about the most important factors for ranking, it's, you know, how often people interact, the type of post, the number of comments, and how recently something was done. That's important. And then some of the lesser known ones are how fast. This is amazing. Don't forget how fast your internet connection is, what kind of phone you're using. Because if you're in a poor signal area on 3G,
no point showing your video.
You're probably not going to get videos in your feed.
No. Nope.
So then when people say, did you see my video? No, that's strange. Normally I do see your stuff. It might just be that your connection was poor at the time. And also your model of phone isn't good enough for the experience.
Time for an upgrade.
Yeah, these are all the things that they're working out. So when you're wondering, you know, you're thinking, oh, people don't like me, it might be actually Facebook using its knowledge and its skills to do different things. So the other thing then is how you can change it. So you can actually...
Please, you're on Facebook.
Yeah. Right? Sorry, Andy, we're keeping you up, mate. Yeah. Hey. Jeez, he couldn't hide that yawn, could he?
No.
I could have lobbed this microphone straight in there. Wouldn't have touched his teeth.
Caution, low-flying aircraft.
So... Yeah, if you're not happy with what you're seeing at the moment, you can change it, and you can go in and you can ask to see certain people's content first. You can snooze someone. So that's quite good.
I'd go for a snooze.
Yeah, well, no, if someone's
just want a break.
Yeah, if someone's just doing a lot and they're suddenly they've told you, oh, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to post 20 things a day, you just get right flipping snooze you for a month. You could do it, couldn't you? You could hide or unfollow people. And then if you want to know why you're actually getting one of the posts, you can go in, click on the little three dots in the top right. It'll give you some options as to why you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And you can make a decision then as to whether you want to see more. Sound good?
Yeah. It's like policing your own Facebook. It's quality.
Yeah, exactly. Because what would a Facebook want?
A nice experience.
Absolutely. And why, as marketers, are we interested in people having a good experience? Because then they're on the platform.
Exactly.
And if they're not on the platform, they're not eyeballs looking at your potential marketing.
No.
So we want, as marketers, Facebook to be a great experience, because when that second sponsored post comes up on the newsfeed,
yeah,
boom, we boom. Want it to be us. So that's it. We want that sponsored post to be us, don't we?
We do.
Market. We do. We want Facebook to be a brilliant experience, everyone to love it. And on that amazing bombshell, this is Nigel T. Best,
Sai Sai Hearn,
and Andy Morrell
saying thank you for listening to the Business Profit Club podcast. Leave us a review and we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.